Now, other people use things called rescue therapy, and this is used when other anti-rejection therapies have failed. In the past, people have used high-dose tacrolimus. They've used mycophenolate mofetil, which is the Cellcept. And sometimes physicians will even resort to allograft irradiation. And this is most commonly used as a last-ditch type of effort. The dose is on the order of 100 to 150 centigrade per day, and it's often given for about 5 days. The efficacy of allograft irradiation is not well known. It's a very difficult thing to study. A final word about rejection is that there really is no place you can go look up how much anti-rejection therapy to give. If you've treated with steroids and the rejection episode is resistant, and then you've treated with a course of an antibody and it's still resistant, you have to ask yourself very carefully before you give another course, say you want to give a second antibody, will this patient survive this immunosuppression? Now, it's easier with kidney transplantation because if the kidney fails, the patient can go on to dialysis. With heart, liver, and lung transplantation, it's a much more difficult question. If the organ fails, the patient dies. The problem with giving too much immunosuppression or anti-rejection therapy is that the patient could become profoundly immunosuppressed and could succumb to infection or malignancy.